Because the harbor was so quiet, and on our radio, on a tug, I could hear an aircraft carrier near New York with some of the crewmen talking to their wives or mothers. It just happened to come over our radio for some reason. So it was Christmas Eve, and it was blowing about 35 to 40 miles an hour from the west. And he gave me two barges like this, loaded, to go to Maxwell House, from Bush Docks. Of course, they don't, the piers are not there anymore. You know, they had piers at Bush Docks, 15, 16, 17, whatever. They went right down to the Army base.
Yep.
Now it's nothing. The piers were ancient piers. They were old. So, you know, only certain ships, small ships, can get in there. But these two barges were there one night. And there were breakers coming in, like in Coney Island, I swear to it. White caps coming in. And I said, to the deckhand, his name was Frank Feely. He left me to become a fireman. It was the best deckhand I ever had. Anyway, I said, Frank, we're going to get in between them. We're going to put two straps off the stem, one on each corner of the barge, you know, each corner. Never mind the back and line or the stern line. Because all the corners ahead. When we get out in the bay, you could put the lines out. So I went slow ahead because the further I got towards the Statue of Liberty, the easier the seas were dying down because I'm getting closer to Jersey. And then he gave me a derrick after that, this dispatcher. I'm saying, hey, you know, he's got about four tugs. What are the only guys working? What are you going to do? That's the way it was.